The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
I agree.
It is Monday night.
Yes, and it's the Joe and Anthony Show.
We have survived another weekend.
And we have survived
the Monday.
I barely
survived Monday. No, there's no Betty to cue. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Joe forgot about some changes.
Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 170 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 25th, 2019. By the way, the Joe and Anthony page are now on Facebook. Visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Hello, Roger. Here, if you...
Okay. Thanks, Roger.
You got
Roger.
It, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're
what
welcome,
we
Joe.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, boy. They're acting up tonight.
Sure are.
So you can...
How have you been, Anthony?
I have been good, and we've had an interesting day today. We've had a very interesting day today. There was flooding afoot at work, and yeah, so there was a plumbing... Luckily, it was clean water, but there was apparently a plumbing leak all weekend long. And
holy shit.
Yeah, it was flooded. It was pretty bad. But
sinkholes will be a foreman.
Probably not, but I think it kind of all stayed on the foundation, so I think we're all good. Okay. But yeah, other than that it was really an uneventful day, but I'm glad to be here in the studio.
Yay.
Because that means Monday is just kind of that much more, you know,
enjoyable.
Yes, exactly.
Tolerable.
So, and how was your day today, Joe?
Well, I've been a little bit under the weather with the sinus issues. I know these are not allergies because it has a different kind of an effect on my body.
Ooh.
Allergies don't give me that achy, cold, shivery kind of feeling. So. Dealing with that, but I did good over the weekend. I kind of overdosed on lots of vitamin C.
Ooh.
And tons of fresh ginger shots.
Okay.
Lots of orange juice. So I feel that I kind of kicked it in the nub a little bit.
Okay, but, that's good.
Then I go for my chiropractory tomorrow, which getting adjusted always helps with blood flow, and it's supposed to help your immune system. So, yeah.
No, there you go. There you go.
I was kind of... Kind of had a little bit of lack of impetus today, but I still got laundry done, did grocery shopping, got delicious treats for tonight.
There you go. That's always a good thing.
Licorice and wine. Tell you.
Can't go wrong with that one.
Mm-mm.
So Shyampa.org is live.
Yay.
And for the record, we love you, Bill, but we've only had two websites. We've had Shyampa.org and Shyampa.info. That's all it's been. We haven't had Shyampa.net. Although I think you tried. He tried. He was talking on World Labor Hour last week. He gave the address to Cheyampa.net. And then he said Cheyampa.info. And then he said
Cheyampa. Well, could we get Cheyampa.net? Could we get all of them?
I don't. Do you want to pay for all of them? Really? I mean, come on. I don't know if Cheyampa.net is available.
Because then all we got to do is point every single one of them. And it doesn't matter what you say, Bill. You'll get to us.
Well, apparently Cheyampa.net is not registered somewhere. So
really?
Yeah, it looks that way. I don't know about Cheyampa.com. Cheyampa.com does come up. And it's for someone named Megan Cheyampa in Boston, it looks like.
Interesting.
So, yeah, there we have it. So we might be able to do most of the Cheyampas, but not all of the Cheyampas. So.
I see.
But go to Cheyampa.org or Cheyampa.info. Both will work for you without any problems. Those are the only two we've ever had. So we did have Cheyampa.com like several years ago, but we let it go. And now it's been picked up by somebody else.
And you know what? If you do go to Cheyampa.org, you can visit us in our chat room, which is open right now.
Yay!
And hi, Ezel. Hey, welcome to the chat room.
Ezel has joined us.
Yes, and Ezel loves getting adjusted. See?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love getting adjusted?
He is. So, what else we got in the announcements?
We got the Inept Supervillains podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
They've actually, Elliot over there with them has been pretty good with us because on the weeknight, because they're actually a bi-weekly show. But on the weeks that
what does bi-weekly mean?
They're every other week. But instead of letting the previous episode rerun, he actually winds up uploading a historical show. An older archive show to the input folder, so you get a different show, which I think is kind of cool. Keeps things exciting. So you know, thank you guys.
Especially if you haven't heard their previous
shows. No, exactly.
You know, it gives you a nice little
exactly. And then we have Headaphone Meditations.
Yay!
They're on Saturdays, 7 p.m. He's going to have a live show this Saturday.
Really?
Is it this Saturday? Is this Saturday his live? Yeah, this Saturday is his live show. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to try to run some Facebook ads for it. I'm trying to put something together. Maybe think we can use some of that boosting power we got. See if it gives us any
Facebook
luck.
Boosting power.
I'm not going to hold my breath because it's Facebook. I have a little trust in it, but we'll see what happens.
And you know what? So. If you enjoy prog rock, you should tune into Headphone Meditations
every
Saturday.
Awesome. It's great
at 7 p.m. New York time.
Yep.
And you know what? It just come anyways because it's music that you probably haven't heard. And in today's current music culture climate, there's a lot of crap out there.
There is a lot of crap out there.
Say that much. There's just so much crap.
If you can't catch it on Saturdays, you can catch it on Wednesdays at, what is it? Yeah, you can catch it Wednesdays at 8 o'clock.
Yay.
So you can do either.
But if you want to chat with John, you got to come on Saturdays.
Every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday, correct.
So, but we can't tell you which Saturday. Just go to the chat room, and if he's there or not, you'll find out. Yeah. We'll post. We post on Facebook when he has new shows coming up.
Yep.
So, anyway, let's move on. Phone lines are open, 813-327-8566, 813-327-8566.
And a Joe PSA has an announcement.
Yes.
PSA announcement. If you're a Chicago voter, you should go vote and write in my name, Chip C. Skipper, for mayor of Chicago, just for shits and giggles.
Just for shits
you
and
can
giggles.
Go vote on April 2nd, and that's only if you're in Chicago.
Remember, Chicago, vote early and vote often.
Yeah, so what do you got for us sitting in your weed corner?
Well, first I have to finish coughing.
Ah, and reminders, if necessary, go here.
All right.
So,
yes.
What you got for us in the weed corner?
I have too much weed in the weed corner, that's for sure. All right. Cannabis is out. New York drops legalization from budget bill. This one comes from Leafly. New York is nearly guaranteed to cut its adult use cannabis legalization measure from the state's budget bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Cuomo claimed that legalization will pass by June, while also consenting that the bill may become more difficult to pass outside of the budget. Despite these roadblocks, Cuomo insisted that he thinks the bill will pass by June during the current legislation session. He says, quote, "I believe we'll get it done this year." So we'll see what happens in good luck, New York.
Well, if I could add, because we do have a little extra padded time available.
Yeah, we got 6.5 minutes.
New Jersey also canceled its legalization efforts.
Yeah, right. How about that?
I was reading about that today. And you know what? It came across a financial portal. So when it comes across a financial portal, it's interesting. It's, you know, that cannabis is now a lot more mainstream. And all of these efforts to legalize, there's just going to come a point when they're just going to have to do it. Because, you know.
At some point. It's going to have to happen at some point. Yeah, most definitely.
What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania town decriminalizes marijuana, and they see a future in legal pot. This comes from High Times. Civic leaders in the borough of Steelton, Pennsylvania, unanimously passed an ordinance to decriminalize possession of small quantities of marijuana last Tuesday night. At a special meeting called to consider the proposal, council members voted 5-0 to remove criminal penalties for first-time offenders possessing less than 30 grams of bouncing cannabis. Borough manager Doug Brown said that decriminalization is just one aspect of the community's bouncing new approach to pot. Brown says that Steelton does not have the luxury of being stuck in the past or thumbing its nose at changing times. Their survival depends on what is happening now and in the future, and that includes being a leader in the progressive marijuana policy. And that's it for your weed news.
Wow. Well, you know, like I said, I think... over time, we are going to see more and more legalization efforts pass. But
yes.
What I also think we're going to see is this weird stymie moment where it's like, you know what? We all got into office, promised you some shit, and guess what?
Yeah. The pendulum likes to swing both ways. So that's kind of the thing. Just remember, it's swinging one way. Eventually, it will swing back the other way. And if you wait long enough, it'll come back around. So, but that's pretty much what we got. So I think we got some time for your little Joe's Corner here before we do because then we got to do the story. So okay, so decide what you wish to do.
So our topic today is allergies and sinus spring.
Allergies and you,
Joe. Ooh, here.
There's our episode title: Allergies and You.
Okay.
There
we'll
you go.
Ahead and use that. We've decided, folks, that we're going to do the show titles while we're actually doing the show.
We come up with more exciting titles that way.
Yeah. So what do we say? Allergies and you. Okay.
So.
Allergies. Oh, so it's an and you episode.
It's an and you episode. Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, we got to do our little PSA series. So anyway, continue. Right. I don't mean to disturb you. Continue, please.
So, hey, Joe here. It's that time of the year again. The weather is changing. Winds are kicking up pollens and all sorts of things in the air to create the dreaded sniffles, sore throats, watery eyes. Sometimes the symptoms coincide with what happens when you have a mild sinus infection. And that's what I had this weekend. But I gotta tell you though, when I used to smoke cigarettes, these sinus infections were a constant allergy year around, and that really sucked.
Oh yeah.
When I get them now, it's just a reminder of how badly I treated my body and how much I don't ever want to do that again. This has been a Joe's Corner topic. Do you have a topic you want to talk about? Or is it more like, fuck that, what the hell was that all about? Well,
Joe, we don't want
to
hear about
your
allergies.
Stop by now in the chat room at shyampa.org or give the studios a call and yell at our voicemail. That number is 813-327-8566. Yeah, today I know that if I was to take the pill, that it would solve one problem, but it's not a good solution because it only masks the problem. Whereas in when an actual allergy attack happens, then it solves the problem. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I think the cat's having an allergy attack too.
Yes. So before we get into my little dictionary word of the day, I gotta say, and I think Yzel will probably attest to this because he kind of warned us maybe a year, 2 years ago. Chicago Yzel is Cry psychic. Is already out of control, and it's not even summer yet.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
Carjackings, gunshots. Gunshots in Linkin Park. Lots of Linkin Park. Lots and lots and lots.
How is that happening?
Park.
How is that even happening?
You know what? It's intimidation, perhaps. Stupidity for sure. And bling bling. I want to be hot and popular, and I got a gun, and I live in this Gold Coast apartment. It's just a weird environment these days. Lots of parts of Chicago, especially in the former sides of town that were supposed to be nice.
Yeah. They're just kind of changing. Because, I mean, shit, I used to hang out and go through Linkin Park and fuck in the middle of the night sometimes.
But what? I'm not gonna harp on that now too much because guess what, folks? This is a daily occurrence on the south side of the city of Chicago.
That's true. That's
anywhere true. In any minority or, I'm just going to call it like it is, any black or maybe Hispanic neighborhoods, it can be bullshit. And that's a way of life for them.
And it has been in minority neighborhoods in Chicago, especially the Hispanic, because there have been a lot of Hispanic gangs in the city and the African-American neighborhoods. I think the crime in and of itself, and I hate to say this, and we got to do Rogers National Day really soon. But honestly, I think one of the biggest causes of this spreading, I mean, because crime is now is just kind of just spreading across the city. It's just like a wide net now, and it's because even though they got rid of the projects, so they deconcentrated, even though the projects were horrible and needed to go away anyway, but they deconcentrated the criminal element that was thriving in the projects, and now everyone's out for territory across the whole city.
You're welcome, Joe.
Exactly. So anyway, so that's it. That's my bullshit. Let's go ahead and let's do Roger's thingy.
Hello, Roger, here, if you didn't know it. And if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, March 25th, 2019, and it's National Lobster Newberg Day, National Medal of Honor Day, and National Tolkien Reading Day. Boring, those are some boring days for a robot like me. Well anyway, Anthony is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled, quote-unquote I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, fart fart fart, oh boy, fart fart fart, take it away guys.
You know, I actually want some lobster Newberg. That sounds delicious. It's an American seafood dish made from lobster, butter, cream, cognac, sherry, eggs, and cayenne pepper.
Huh.
Interesting. All right, let's give that wheel a spin.
What
is that wheel? Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
ba-boom.
All right, I'll go through this pretty quickly because Joe's news comes up in about a minute and a half. This comes from CNN. Florida has earned the reputation of being home to some of the most colorful characters. So, you know, what else could we expect? Thanks to strong... See, I'm trying to go through this, and now it's all falling apart. Florida Man is now starring in the latest internet fad, the Florida Man Challenge, in which you Google Florida Man and your birthday to see what crazy news story from the state pops up. From botched robberies to deadly cockroach eating contests, there's a wild story about a Florida man for every day of the year. But what is it about the Sunshine State that makes people so fucking nutty? Strong public record laws, known as sunshine laws, makes it easy for journalists to get their hands on police incident reports and churn out attention-grabbing stories. The wacky headlines also have to do in large with an incredibly diverse population interacting under sometimes suffocating humidity. Our population stands at more than 21 million people, and then on top of that, we have more than 126 million visitors a year.
Wow. Yeah.
And while it's a big state, most people are concentrated along the coastline or near the big theme parks. And to top it off, it's hot and fucking sunny all year round, so people are always out and about. While Florida Man may be fun, there may be more to the story, and the author wanted to point out that, while not applicable in all cases, mental health problems often play a role, because mental health is actually really a huge issue in Florida, and the state ranks at the bottom of all states for mental health funding, according to the Florida Policy Institute. And that's it for my random news. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimba family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And welcome to the chat room, your mother. Anyways, and now
it's time for Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Your mother's in the chat room?
Yeah.
I didn't know your mother was in the chat room.
Well, not my biological mother, but my ethereal mother.
This gets interesting. You're going to have to fill us in later during the political section.
It certainly has been a wet winter. Snow, ice pellets, rain, more snow, more rain. It is still, well, it's now spring in Chicago. Temperatures have actually gone into the 40s and 50s for a while, but we're back down to the 30s. And they kind of seem to be holding out on the cold side for maybe a little bit longer. Maybe tomorrow will be decent. Who knows? So anyways, unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds at a not so tropical 36 degrees.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
Point, yeah, all right. The dew point is at 10 degrees and the humidity is at 34%, giving us a wind chill of 27. Winds are howling out of the north at 14, and for you pilot types, visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, clear with the low around 28 and windy. Tuesday, sunny, with a high near 39, windy. Tuesday night, mostly clear, with a low around 32, that is windy. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
And now, for the news.
So, you know, Anthony, everybody, and you know this, everybody is offended by something, right?
Yeah. That offends me. Well, I'm offended.
Right? Well, stop being offended for once and listen.
Stop offending me!
A small town in the San Francisco Bay Area is apparently unamused by improvements that one of its high-profile residents has made to a distinctive property known as the Flintstone House.
Oh, boy.
Yes, folks, you heard that right. The Flintstone House. In the town of Hillsboro, California, perhaps seeking to avoid becoming the next Bedrock, has sued its owner to force the removal of dinosaur statues, a sign reading
"Yabba Dabba Doo,"
which, if you don't know, is the catchphrase of the animated television show's prehistoric patriarch Fred Flintstone, and other landscaping, according to a lawsuit filed last week in state superior court. Nestled in a hilly community of about 11,000 in San Mateo County, where homes routinely sell for the millions, this particular residence, with its curving lines, red and purple domes, multicolored mushrooms, and scattered animal statues, has long attracted attention from neighbors, and no, not the rebels. One
it's
could say,
cute.
Yeah, right? One could even say it's a page right out of history. While at least it's in its current form, officials and some residents do not to want the home, which evokes the 1960s cartoon in their backyard. Probably do not want the home, which evokes the 1960s cartoon in their backyard. Anyways, a panel of code enforcement officials last fall declared many recent renovations to the home to be a public nuisance, according to a town order, and have asked the judge to do the same. The suit alleges that the homeowner did not secure the property permits and approvals for the changes. It is one thing to spot this house when driving by on the freeway. You might find it amusing, said a lawyer for the town on Monday. It's a different thing to be a neighbor and see it all day, every day. Well, boo-hoo on you. Next story.
Boo-hoo on you.
Maybe a fridge is the perfect place to be in a disaster. Throw in some beverage and wait. What? What's that cat? Well, a pair of men doing cleanup work in Nebraska floodwaters discovered a magic fridge in an empty field that was filled with, guess what? What could a magic fridge, be filled with, Anthony?
Dildos.
Yes, keep your dildos on ice. But no, they were filled with ice-cold beers.
Ooh.
Kyle and Galen said they were heading back toward the highway after a day of cleanup work on Simpson's land near some town when they spotted a black box that had apparently been dropped into the empty field by the flooded Platte River, which had been since receded from the field. The box turned out to be a refrigerator filled with Busch Light and Bud Light beers. The men shared photos of the magic fridge with friends who posted the picture to social media. Kyle and Galen said the photos went viral and were eventually seen by the owner of the fridge, Brian, who said he recognized it by scorch marks from an old cabin fire and the ratio of Bud to Busch beers inside. I couldn't hardly believe they found it all intact. Wow. Brian told the Omaha something or other paper. The pictures really made me laugh. Brian said he plans to reunite Brian with his property. I told the guy as soon as my roads are repaired that I would return it to him. Minus a couple of beers, of course.
Of course.
Right? Next story.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty. Well, you know, this actually kind of sounds fun. You know, this sounds like a way to kind of get out the town peoples and kind of vent your frustrations with everybody. You know, maybe, you know, Mr. Smith over there took your parking spot, and, you know, maybe Mr. Jones over there put his Johnson in your wife, and, you know, maybe Patricia over there, maybe she, you know, kind of pooped on your lawn. I don't know. But thousands of people took to the streets of an Italian village to pelt each other with fruit as part of the annual Battle of the Oranges. Officials said more than 500 tons of oranges were imported from... That's probably why oranges are so fucking expensive. From Sicily to Iviria for the annual event, which is part of the Carnival of our Viviraria. Local legend holds that a young girl decapitated a tyrannical baron in the 12th century when he attempted to coerce her into sex on the night before her wedding. The gorilla paraded the baron's head through the town, sparking a peasant uprising, the story states, and so each year a girl is chosen to portray Violetta, the girl from the story, and the event. The food fight is scheduled to last for a total of 3 days, and it's but it ends on Tuesday. So, you know, if you're flying now and you're listening and you hear this, go check it out and, and report.
So did she decapitate him with an orange? is that how she decapitated? She's like taking an orange and
decapitated an orange.
I don't know how that's possible.
Maybe
either.
With the juicer, you might be able to find a way to decapitate using a juicer.
I don't think they had juicers back then.
Well, your hands and knives and, you know.
Ezel thinks it's a lot of juice. Yeah. Ezel totally agrees.
It's a lot of wasted vitamin C, that's for sure.
It is a lot of wasted vitamin C.
But that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper, which you can find at facebook.com/Chip Skipper, and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Did we have a word of the day today? What was our word of the day today?
We didn't have a word of the day today.
We skipped it today. All right, then I'll pick something out of my ass. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, Southern fried, collusion-free, Russia-gated, less GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a South African-born Aussie 90-year-old recalls 30 years of LGBTQ activism. Indiana's gay-married Mayor Pete makes the Democratic presidential debates.
I heard about him.
Kenya's top court affirms a gay rights group right to exist. A U.S. federal judge halts Trump's trans troop purge. Costa Rica's presidents vouch marriage equality. San Antonio erects a no-fly zone to ban queer-hating Chick-fil-A. More news, and a new Negro has a lock on the Harlem Renaissance. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will do something again. What is that? Qualitate? Qualitate?
Qualitate.
Qualitate. We will qualitate again in 4 minutes after the break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Ever wonder what happens at midnight at McDonald's?
Good night, Henry.
See you tomorrow.
When you're asleep, there's magic in the ears.
Ronald,
hey, we gotta get ready for the kids tomorrow. Grimace, we're out of cups.
And straws, too.
Here come the cups, here come the straws. Marching 2x4.
Here come the brooms, here come the mops. To clean and shine the floor.
Step lively, lads.
When we all pitch in to help, the fun has just begun. Catch.
Thank you.
Everything is easier when we work as one.
Good morning, Henry.
Time for breakfast.
Shh, finished just in time.
Now you know what happens.
Hide, Hamburglar.
At McDonald's every night.
There is a dance everyone knows. Oh, now you might be on your toes. It's called the special pantyhose. But tonight they call you energy. Your legs massage with every move. Refreshed, revived, you glide so smooth. The more you move, the more they soothe. You know you've got near energy from me.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
Thank you both for that incredibly wonderful conversation about Touch Jimmy.
You need to tell that guy, you need to talk a story over with him so that y'all can make it shorter. And he can just get to the email 20 parts for the whole thing.
Last week that you were
out. It's like you wanted to do the whole 15-minute segment point by point.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live on Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Cheyampa Radio.
Hi, this is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. Join us for the show Saturday nights at 7 p.m. New York time, only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue that stupid thing.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Anthony.
Wow. Wagon wheel broke down. All right. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Tampa weather for the Tampa Bay area from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 74 degrees. The humidity is a slightly moist, 60%. The dew point is at 59, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 64 dash a lot of zeros. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near, well, it will just be really hot on Tuesday. I think it's going to be high near 78, but it will be really hot. On Tuesday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 57X. And on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 73P. And then on Wednesday night, we'll be mostly clear with a low around 54E. Whatever we.
Anyways.
All right. Well, we've had fun with that. It's time for my crazy Florida ass news. All right.
Ooh, he's a looker.
What happened? Who happened? What did? Who did what?
He's a looker.
He's a looker. He's a looker. Yeah, isn't he?
Ooh, he's got a thick neck.
Yeah, right. Down boy. The first story comes from WBDH, NBC Channel 2 News out of Fort Myers, Florida. Body camera footage released from the Cape Coral Police Department shows Tristan, 19, in his car slumped over at the wheel with the engine running while in the Wendy's drive-thru at 2:30 in the morning. Officers had to knock on the car windows several times to try and get him to wake up. Tristan can be seen trying to hide some of the beer cans, but officers tell him to stop because they can see what he's doing. We can see you. We can see what you're doing.
But I'm invisible.
I'm invisible. Wait, if I close my eyes, you can't see me. Since Tristan is 19 years old, he was arrested for liquor possession by a person under 21 and a DUI. Look at that. He joined the Florida lifestyle just so early, so young. They're indoctrinating them so young nowadays. He appeared to be wearing a Duffy's t-shirt, and his arrest report says that he is a cook there. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like he ever got a late night snack.
Well, he probably got a bologna sandwich.
I'm sure he did. Our next story comes from Channel 5 News, WPTV, West Palm Beach, Florida.
I almost had a wine
We don't want a wino excursion. Marley, the assistant general manager of an Ace Rent-A-Car in Jacksonville, Florida, said that a woman was upset because she was unable to rent a car because they were overbooked. Surveillance cameras of the business show the woman at the front desk, and then moments later, a white Toyota RAV4 is seen driving away. Employees of an Ace Rent-A-Car later found the woman with the SUV less than a mile away at a Travelodge Inn and Suites. At the motel, the woman who took the SUV spoke to WJXT in Jacksonville and claimed that, quote, demons told her to do it, and she didn't take it. The demons took it.
Okay.
Yeah, demons, yeah.
Well, sometimes God tells me to go take a shit in the nearest salad bar, so I can at least sympathize with this one.
Alrighty. Note to self, don't go to salad bars with Joe. Or at least don't eat things that could resemble poop. The woman then continued saying, quote, I tried to rent it, but y'all didn't want me to rent a car. Y'all talking about how y'all don't have any cars to rent, so I stole y'all shit.
Oh my God.
Yep. When police officers arrived, the woman tried to hide in a hotel room. However, Deputy Donut eventually figured out where she was, put her in handcuffs, and placed her in a patrol car. The name of the woman was taken into custody, has not been released.
No.
Yeah, well, I think she was one of those. She was one of those. Yeah, she was one of those.
And folks, just for the record, I would never shit in a salad bar, but you know, I always hear people say, well, God made me do it.
Well, so if by chance you ever decide to shit in the salad bar, is that going to be your defense?
Exactly.
I can see it now. Joe will come to Florida and he'll shit in the salad bar. And here we go. We'll have a Florida news story. Man claims to hear a voice of God, shits in the salad bar. Jesus Christ. We have flown off the rails. But today's episode is allergies and you. Miami Herald is our final news story source of the evening. Evening. It's an evening. Let me wait. I gotta re-up here.
If you want to give us a call, you can do so by dialing 813-327-8566 and join us in the chat at shyampa.org.
You can just call us and tell us we suck. We don't care. So our last story comes from the Miami Herald. Florida man has gone to jail for fighting over chicken sandwiches, using a piece of poultry as a weapon, and battering a woman with a burrito. So it can come as no surprise that egg rolls are now also a weapon of choice for Florida man. Police in the Florida Panhandle community say that Keith, a 44-year-old Pensacola man, wanted to enter a woman's house to eat some egg rolls she had inside. Honey, I want to come eat your egg rolls. However, all right. That just felt dirty. Police in the Florida Panhandle community say that Keith, a 44-year-old... Oh, wait, she went to go eat her egg rolls, see? However, when the unnamed woman refused to let him in the house, he kept stabbing his finger on the doorbell and pushed his way through the front door, shoving her aside. Those are some fucking egg rolls, right? The woman had agreed to bring the Chinese food out to him rather than have him inside. And that's when police say he barged into the home. In their back and forth over the egg rolls, the woman said she was pushed, which Kevin admitted to doing, but he also told police that the woman had slapped him. Well, no shit. You fucking broke into her house trying to get her goddamn egg rolls.
How did he know that the woman had egg rolls? Because of the Chinese delivery, perhaps?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, that is a really good question. I mean, how did the fuck did he know that this right. woman had egg
is
rolls.
He a psych- Is he an egg roll psychic?
Ooh, I can smell egg rolls from miles away. Jesus, I know, right? So anyway, Keith was arrested by the Milton Police Department and booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail Monday on a battery charge. Wow. As of last Friday, he remained in jail on a $500 bond. And that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of the CQ studio experience. Yes. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bums, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wow, welcome back, everybody. It's Plethora Monday.
It is Plethora Monday. How about that? We don't seem to have much in the Plethora section, though.
No, what you talking about in the boop tube? Because you know somebody's going to call. You got that feeling.
Of course, with our luck tonight, nobody will call. And we'll have to, like, fill this in.
But if you do want to call us, you can do so at 813-327-8566. And even if you're listening on a recast, you can call it, and I think the voicemail will then pick up for you.
Yes, I think you have the option of pressing a button and leaving a voicemail if you call us when we're off the air. If you call us now, we'll get right through. We'll put you on the air.
Watching on the boob tube.
We just finished the latest season of Archer. We are fans of Archer, so we just finished that. I am watching Wonder Woman right now as I cook. So it's a Wonder Woman thing when I'm cooking.
Which Wonder Woman, though? Because there was like the World War II Wonder Woman. And then
It's the series from the 70s. The first season was World War II Wonder Woman. The second and third season was modern day, quote, at the time, Wonder Woman. So, but yeah, it's the one with Linda Carter. I'm into the third season, which is the last season. So I've been doing that, and I've also caught on Netflix on my own. I've been watching F is for Family, which is
interesting.
It's been an interesting show. It's an animation, but I've found it entertaining. I've made it through a couple seasons already, so okay. You know,
it's a recommend.
It's a recommend. I suggest it might not be my sense of humor is kind of dry or strange in a way, so it's not for everybody, but. It will, you know, if it's your sense of humor, you'll definitely enjoy it.
Exactly.
And I see you're just eating Twizzlers like a whirling dervish over there.
I love Twizzlers. But anyway, I've been watching Boston Legal. This is one show that I can watch and not fall asleep to and laugh and laugh and laugh. It stars William Shatner, he played Odo on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Odo, what's really funny about this show is that there are a lot of Star Trek cast in this show, in this like Boston lawyer comedy style kind of show.
Interesting.
It's on Amazon Prime. I'm not sure if you get that particular service.
I do, actually.
You know, all of these services, man, it's just people wanted to cut the cord, right? But instead, what you've got is you're paying $12.99 for this service. You're paying $13.99 for that service. You're paying $5.99 for that service. You're paying $6.99 for that service.
Well, here's my thing, though.
You're paying $29.99 for that service. Plus, you're on top of that. You're still paying for your internet connection.
So here's my thing with that. My reason to cut the cord never was always financial. Although I'm still paying less by cutting the cord than I've been paying for cable. When I had cable, my bill was roughly over $200 a month. Between my internet, and I have two internet connections, and together they're like $70. And then I pay for Netflix, and I pay for Hulu, and I pay for Prime. And Prime, actually, I think the husband pays for Prime. But see, the thing with Prime is we order a lot on Amazon too. So we actually use Prime more for the shipping, the free shipping, than we use it for watching things. Because I don't think we stream. We don't watch a whole lot on Prime.
I use it for both. I use it for shipping and for streaming.
So, I mean, we do. I mean, we definitely do streaming on it. But I don't think it's not our. Usually Hulu and Netflix is our go-to. But see, either which way.
We got a caller.
We do have a caller. So either which way, I mean, that's kind of. So to me, it's still a lot cheaper. So. Anyway, caller, you are on the air. That sounds like Ezel. Hello, Ezel. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey, Ezel.
You calling from your bathtub?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ezel.
Hey, Momo, what's wrong with this phone? Come here. Oh. What? Oh, man. Momo's upside down.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, man, I'm tired. Oh, man.
All righty then.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm tired. Hey, boy, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, Ezel. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but you know what? We're sitting down here in the cave, and we're having a conversation, you know, and the cave people say they're gender fluid. Now, what the hell is that? What's a gender fluid?
Joe, do you want to field this one?
They can make a stick. They can make a hole. It goes either which way.
They can be whatever you want them to be.
You can
like
shape
the army.
You shape and mold them to whatever you need.
Oh man, we got a bonus going here.
There
man.
You go.
Oh. And I tell you what, and I hang around these motherfuckers. Man, there's more shit I find out every day, boy. It's like, you know, it's like bees. You know, every day is something new with the bees. You know. So anyway. But I gotta say, on a serious note there, Joe, man, you got to get the fuck out of that. Get out of Dodge over there, man. And
but then they wouldn't be Cheyenne anymore.
Oh, well, you can make an armpit in Cheyenne or something. I don't know. Make a new word up. I don't know.
I think the Cheyenne, I think regardless of where we go, the Cheyenne name is going to stay from here on out.
Oh, man.
I think
we put
enough time in it.
What's going to happen there? Man, when the summer hits and the hot weather, man, you guys are, man, I'm telling you, man, that's sad. You know, Chicago, I come from the streets of Chicago. You know, I run the streets for my whole life, you know. And I'll tell you what, it was a great place. Yeah, you fucked up and you did this, you did that. But you know what? It was still a great place, Chicago. And you know what? I hate to say this, but them fucking politicians, man, they suck the dukes dry on that city, man. And they toss it up for grabs, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They just fucked everything up.
It's all fucked up, man.
All fucked up.
I was reading an article in, where the hell was that on the internet, about the water condition. Now, Joe, do you drink the water in Chicago?
Oh, I have a filter on my tap that filters out a lot of that crap. I won't drink the water unless it's been boiled or...
Really? Oh, see, I used to always drink the water right from the tap. Apparently, you can't do that anymore.
Well, no,
now,
that's a different story. Yeah, the article said you can't drink the water no more.
Holy fuck. That's ridiculous.
It's all fucked up. And I mean, yeah, Chicago has some of the best water in the world.
Used
man.
To, apparently.
I used to drink it. I used to bathe. Man, I used to do everything with that water. I used to douche and everything else, you know. But now I'd be a little scared, man. I'm telling you, they say they did a test and they found some bird droppings. And
oh, shit.
And
wow.
Oh, man.
I know, Ezel, they just put new mains and pipes in, and one of the problems that cropped up was connecting back to the homeowner's system. They would not replace the old lead pipe connections. And so you had all of this lead now coming into all of these homes, so the lead content shot up really high.
Mm.
But the city doesn't want to pay for that.
Oh, man, I thought, maybe, you know what, that might be my problem. I had a lead bong once, man. I'm saying, what, that could be a big problem for me. I'm thinking, man, what the fuck, man? It was a pretty nice bong, but, man, it was lead. But anyway, so, man, but you know what, damn, in regards to all the bullshit, you know what? It's getting nicer and nicer. You know, I'm sitting out there with the clay people watching the sun go down at 7:30 at night here in Arpit, Illinois.
Oh, see, the sun's been down for a while now here in Florida. It's been dark out for a while. Yeah, it's been dark out for a while now.
Man, it's kind of like dusk here now. I'm looking up.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful day.
No, it's dark out.
Oh, man, I don't, you know what, the dark is all right, but, man, when that sun comes out, and, you know, you just get a glimpse of it after spending that cold winter, man, oh, that motherfucker was a killer, man, I'm telling you, man. I lost a lot of bees, man, they got whacked by the cold weather, man, I'm telling you.
Wow. That's
but
shame.
It's all over, it's all behind us, we're going to have us a nice spring, nice summer, and we'll be listening to Champ on radio.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, man. All right, boys, I gotta go. We gotta go play some Candyland. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Ezel. You have fun with that Candyland.
Yeah, we love that Candyland, man. It's good stuff. All right, boys. Take it easy. See you later, man. All right, thanks for calling, man.
No problem, Ezel. Anytime.
All right, bye, boys.
Well, that was amusing.
Yes.
Always good when Ezel calls.
If you didn't know it, you're listening to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shy Amper Radio.
Yeah, and we're about ready to start the ugly lights in about a minute.
I haven't done one of those impromptu station IDs in a long time.
Really? Well, see, there you go. How'd that feel? How'd that make you feel?
It felt like nostalgia.
Did it feel like nostalgia?
It felt good.
Ooh, this
you know, I've come to realize, like on all these groups that promote so many different podcasts and such, God, there's so much crap out there. But there's a lot of... But there's also a lot of cool stuff, too.
That's
it's
true.
It's just, it becomes noise after a minute. Yes. Yeah,
you got to wade through it. No, I'm noticing that, too. A lot of them that are out there, and it's like, come on, really? You got to be kidding me. So, well, you know, it is what it is, and we do
but
our...
But if you tune in on Friday nights and Saturday nights and Monday nights, and then you just kind of listen throughout your morning, you know, going on to work, you'll just hear random stuff, and you'll hear weird... voices,
weird random stuff, yeah,
and really strange dialogue, and you'll hear all kinds of fun stuff on Triumph Radio.
Yeah, we try to, and we do have a normal schedule. It's out there on the website. And here come the ugly lights.
Oh, hi, ugly lights.
That hour, well, tonight moved, has that been, hour goes so fast.
Tonight has been another night provided by Almost Like Timex, perfect timing services.
Almost Like Timex by UTC. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the snack machine just flew down the hallway. So, yeah, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
What the hell would the snow...
I don't ask questions around here. I just work here. I don't ask questions about what happens around here.
Jesus. Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Chimper Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Make sure to tune in to The Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays, live at noon. Sundays at noon, too, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning, and then Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon. Also, be sure to catch our newest show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hey everybody, it's springtime, and that means I'm in programming Technic Hue Audio Heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shy Amper Radio and leave it on in the background. And if you're just picking the show up off of Radio for All, Shy Amper is chiampa.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedule and social pickles and much fluid sexiness. So much fluidness everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Look at this.
Timing as always.
We got about another minute until I got to start the thing. So, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It's always fun. I'm glad to see we're definitely getting more live listeners. Number keeps cropping up as time
goes on.
Glad
you're listening, and hopefully we're with entertaining services.
Yes, clearly you all don't want to call in, and that's okay. We're fine with that. You know, we're okay with that. If you just want to listen to us babble and report on the days and things we find over
crazy there. Queer news of the day.
It is weird, isn't it? We do have some strange things. Yeah.
It's the Star Spangled Banner.
It is. And it's freedom. Freedom to make sure we lock the fart king in the damn closet. He's been stinking up the damn place around here lately. I don't know who the fuck brought him on the staff, but Jesus, last time. My God, he was in the break room. I went to the break room after him earlier today. I about fell over. They had Betty had to throw some cold water on me. No, sir. Maybe. All right, we got a leak. We got a bad leak up in here. Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. We plan to be back sometime next week.
Yes,
you can check out our blog at www.shyampa.org. And remember, folks, don't go beating people up over egg rolls while drinking with demons in the Wendy's drive-thru. So what we got for you. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for, I think, a brand new episode of This Way Out with a U for Eurolagnia.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
I thought it was the Eurojolina.
It means you like pee.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.